Welcome to From the Magazine, a podcast of Holiness Today, where you will hear from our authors and editors about everyday faith.
On today's episode, listen to T.A. Noble discuss General Assembly.
So, at last, we are to have a General Assembly. The General Assembly of the Church of the Nazarene takes place, or should take place, as you know, every 4 years, every quadrennium. I can remember some decades ago when we had a five-year gap, a quinquennium, so that we wouldn't be trying to book accommodation the same year as a presidential election. But apart from that, it has always been a four-year gap. But this time, it's a six-year gap because of the pandemic. It's an interesting word, assembly. It means, of course, a gathering, a coming together, a congregation, if you like. Those of us brought up in the old King James version of the Bible will remember that text from Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That reminds us of an important point in our doctrine of the church. Dr. Weinkoop used to remind us that we are a believers' church. Many of the groups who united to form the Church of the Nazarene were Congregationalists. That is to say, they did not believe in the kind of apostolic succession of bishops which the Orthodox and the Catholics and some Anglicans believe in. Rather, they believed that the final authority of the Church lay not in the bishops or clergy, but in the congregation, the assembly of all God's people. That is why our Nazarene manual lays down that every local church has to have an annual church meeting to elect its officers and to do business. It also elects delegates to the district assembly, which elects the district officers, including the district superintendent, and elects delegates to the general assembly, which elects its officers, including the general superintendents. This is not a top-down model, like the Orthodox Catholics or Anglicans, but a bottom-up model. Authority in the church is drawn from the whole church, gathered together in congregation or assembly. That is the doctrine of the church, by the way, which lay behind the modern development of democracy, in the same way in which final authority lies with the whole demos, the whole people of a country or state. So in the church, final authority lies in and is drawn from the whole laos, the whole people of God, and that includes those called to specific ministries. The Church of the Nazarene has what the manual calls, then, a representative form of church government, which avoids the extremes of episcopacy on the one hand and the divisiveness of congregationalism on the other. Of course, when the writer of the Hebrews wrote, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together," he wasn't thinking about the annual church meeting or business meetings. He was thinking of the regular assembly of the church for worship on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. The local church meets at other times, of course, but there is a special importance in that day, the day of resurrection. And we meet then to do business, but it is the business of worship, the liturgia, the liturgy, the work of the people. We approach God as an assembly, a congregation, to seek God's face, to hear God's word preached as the scriptures are opened up and applied to our lives, and to pray for the world and for the church. And that is fully Trinitarian, by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus is present among us as the word is preached and the sacraments are celebrated. And that leads to the worship. The Lord Jesus leads us in the worship of the Father. But It is of the greatest importance that we gather, that we assemble physically as an assembly, a congregation of God's people. Now, we're very thankful for the electronic means which have allowed us to meet online during the lockdowns of the recent pandemic. And we are very thankful that worship online allows those unable to get to the worship service, particularly the old or the infirm, to receive the blessing of worship. But we are physical people, and we really cannot do without this assembly, this congregating, this gathering together. And sadly, some Christians appear to have become so used to watching worship online, rather like a television program or podcast, that they don't come to the physical gathering of the people of God. Is it laziness? Or is it a warping of priorities? Because what is missing is the element of assembly, physically gathering together, and that is essential to the church. To worship online is fine during a pandemic. We thank God for that. It is great for those who are shut in. They can receive spiritual blessing and benefit. But it can become a selfishness which does not contribute to the fellowship. It is when we come and greet others and look them in the eye and shake their hands that we are ministering to them in the fellowship, the koinonia, the communion of the church. That's a necessary part of being a congregation, an assembly of God's people. And that is what we're looking forward to at the General Assembly. Not just the doing of the business of the church, but meeting each other and greeting each other, and particularly gathering around the proclamation of the word and joining together in worship. There's an old hymn the early Methodists used to sing. At the beginning of their gatherings, they would sing these words to each other. And are we yet alive? And see each other's face? Glory and praise to Jesus give for his redeeming grace. Preserved by power divine to full salvation here. Again, in Jesus' praise we join and in his sight appear. What trouble have we seen? What conflicts have we passed? Fightings without and fears within since we assembled last. But out of all, the Lord hath brought us by his love, and still he doth his help afford, and hide our life above. Then let us make our boast of his redeeming power, which saves us to the uttermost, till we can sin no more. Let us take up the cross, till we the crown obtain, and gladly reckon all things loss, so we may Jesus gain. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.